Yes, in other words, Tosas Kasha is that Rashi's learning Amita Shel Torah means Sefer. So if Amita Shel Torah means Sefer, Sefer Torah, so you have a specific limud that tells you features of Sefer. Now there's also a pasuk, like for instance on Daf Yates in Megillah, not at the bottom of the Daf, but at the top of the Daf, it says, Ala Sefer B'diyo, Minolan, Asya Ksiva Ksiva. Right? That's a Gzeres Shavah from Tichtov Esther to Vani Kosev Ala Sefer B'diyo. Okay? So, that's insofar as Hechsher Haksav. So, that's good. So, that there are different features learned out from the different, you have two different I would say you have two basic areas of Sefer Torah. You have the, you know, the structure of the object, and then you have halachas that have to do with the Maisa Ksiva, Ksiva Sefer Torah. So his kasha is that Sirtut is certainly a component of the structure of the Sefer Torah. So why didn't he learn it out? Just like you learn out the Tfiros, you should learn out Sirtut. That's Tosas Kasha. That's his Kasha.
Did you answer Chaim's question? I mean, maybe that's...
Yeah, I'm saying, why should you isolate it? It's only talking about the Tfiros.
Okay.